pouring through me to the creation of something. You see, as you come into this physical body, you are an extension of source energy. And in this body, as you explore contrast and have a new idea of something that you feel would make your life better, and every one of you does all day, every day, because it's the nature of the creative being that you are, when that desire is born within you, the source energy part of you gives undivided attention to that new idea. And so you are, you are the vortex through which your new idea is not only born, but then is nurtured. And do you know the sensation of your creation being nurtured through your vortex? Do you know what it feels like? Passion, enthusiasm. It feels like love of life. It feels like zest. It feels like interest. It feels like being in love. It feels like appreciation. When you allow your vortex to be open in a non-resisted way, where your idea that you gave birth to can now be nurtured by the source energy that fuels all things, not only do you get to be the one that gave birth to the idea of it, you get to be the one that's in on the nitty-gritty of every particle of unfolding of it. And that's why you came forth. You did not come forth to stand in a place where something was missing and snap your fingers and there it is. You came forth wanting to feel yourself the giver of life, the giver of birth to the new idea. And that, in fact, is what life is. It's so interesting to us as we play with you in gatherings like this and as we feel you when you are upon your individual and personal paths. We see you so often standing in contrast, which helps you to know that something is missing and helps you to know that you would prefer it to be more or different or better or present when it's absent or something to go away that you don't want, like sickness. We see you identifying these new preferences and desires, but then so often you stand in dismay or disappointment in the not yet manifestation fullness of this whatever it is that you want. And we say to you, you're missing the best part of life when you don't let yourself be present and in on the feeling of the unfolding of those things. Do you know, it could be the most glorious experience of all lifetimes to be really sick and to be consciously present in the becoming of well again. It could be some of the most joyous experiences of your life to be born into poverty and then have desire be born within you and to be present in the allowing of the resources to begin to flow to you. But you cannot continue to beat the drum of what is and be a vibrational match to the becoming of what you want. And we believe that that is the dominant reason that so many people who should be joyful in their becoming aren't. It's because so often, when you have not something that you want, you focus so completely upon the absence of what you want or the presence of something that you don't want, and you talk incessantly about it as you beat the drum of where you are, not realizing that as you beat the drum of where you are holding yourselves vibrationally incompatible with where you have now said you want to be, and more important, and this is the thing that most don't realize at all, you will by the time we are finished with you, because we talk incessantly about it, more important, who you have become. Because when life causes you to want something, the larger part of you, the source energy part of you, becomes it, embraces it, lives it, sees itself and you as it, and never deviates at all from the new picture that life has caused you to pose. So we've been calling this gathering for a while the art of allowing. It's based upon law of attraction and deliberate creation, but it's really about learning to check the vibration of your being moment by moment as you move through time, and to deliberately choose thoughts that cause you to more and more be a vibrational match to the expanded version of you rather than to the out here on the raw and ragged edge version of you. In other words, we think it's a wonderful thing when someone's rude to you and you want them to be nicer, or when you're rude and you want to be nicer, or when you don't have enough of something and you want more of it. It's a wonderful thing when that bursting forth rocket of desire happens, because we ride that rocket. When a new impulse occurs to you, we ride that rocket and never let go of it. We, meaning source energy, meaning the being within you, meaning the source that is within you, meaning the inner being you, meaning the vibration nature of you, meaning the consciousness of all that is, that source energy